Hello and welcome to episode 305 of... I literally in my head, because I was like, oh yeah, I just realized that it was 305, like I pulled it up, I don't know, a few days ago. So I was like, yeah, it's 306. In my head, I'm like, say 306. I told you, I'm fucking tired.
You're dealing with a very, very tired
episode
bat.
306, I am a sleep-deprived bat.
And I'm an okay hammer.
This is going to be a short episode. This is also going to sound like I am drunk, because I'm running on like 3 hours of sleep after working like a 19-hour shift, so... Yeah. Welcome to Woo-hoo! The shit show.
Yeah.
We didn't go see a movie this week. However, next week we will have Avengers. Sad thing is we won't be able to do it like we've done it for some of the big movies where we see it that Thursday and post it that Friday and all that jazz.
Yeah.
We are going to see it. It'll post next Monday, the 29th?
I think so.
28th. Whatever day next Monday is. So it'll post then, and we will know how everybody comes back to life, and Spider-Man Homecoming takes place after Endgame, but before Infinity War.
Not Homecoming.
Far From Home. Yeah, it's...
So is the third one to be homeowning?
Apparently, you want to stay away from the internet. right.
Yeah.
But you really want to stay away from the internet. Some people, I guess, got a hold of stuff, which is weird because it seems like most of the cast is like, we haven't even seen the movie yet.
Yeah, no, I'm about saying they talked, what is it, Hemsworth was on Ellen talking about it. He's like, yeah, they give you, apparently they were shooting or giving bad scripts or, they were like leaving a bunch of like crazy ass shit. It's kind of ridiculous, but I mean, kind of admirable in a way, because I'm like, at least this time they're not giving it away themselves.
Right, and you don't want somebody to... Like, I know if you go back to old interviews, they spoil some things...
In the interviews.
They don't flat out say, like, oh, yeah, he snaps and half the people die, but, like, they give away stuff that after you've seen the movie, you're like, oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
So I do like how they've done that. Game of Thrones kind of did the same thing, where everybody got only portions of the script, and apparently they filmed multiple endings... And, like, it seems like the cast knows how it ends, but it could also change, because they just added 22 minutes to, like, episode 3 or 4.
I know, I saw it was ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like, the next one is 60 minutes, and then they're all, like, 80, 90 minutes.
They're, like,
minutes.
Hour and a half. Like, I'm like, it's going to be ridiculous.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, we'll, this time next week, basically, we'll know what Marvel's going to do.
I'm really curious.
I'm really excited.
That's good to hear, though. Like, I'm excited, too. Like, we have two more movies. We're finishing up Infinity... We're going to do Infinity War this weekend, and then we're going to watch Ant-Man and the Wasp. And then we have...
But Ant-Man and the Wasp takes place before Infinity War.
No, I mean, it kind of takes place concurrently. Because the snap at the end happens.
Before... Because he's doing the things before Thanos gets to Earth... And then at the end, they're like, we're going to go explore somebody's butthole. And then Thanos snaps.
Butthole
thing. I saw a cosplay of somebody dressed up as Ant-Man like purple cushions around his head.
Oh, my God.
Kind of looked like a butt cheek. I was like,
bravo.
Dude. Why? His asshole, though?
I know.
Like someone's like, it's so much easier to go through his nose or his ears. He's like, I'm going for the asshole.
Because it's the internet, and that's what they do. But yeah, no, I'm actually really excited, too. Like, I'm really looking forward to it. I am going to shut down on stuff come Thursday as much as possible.
Probably Wednesday close for me.
Because I don't... Like, the place that I normally just scroll through when I'm like, I might be really productive, actually, for the next, like, week.
It sucks, because there will be memes that'll spoil it that you won't quite understand that you'll get as soon as you see it. Like,
or a scene pops up or something like that.
I mean, sadly, I've been guilty of it with the brand.
Oh, yeah, and I just saw...
But it doesn't spoil the episode.
No,
you just know the brand's creepy.
Exactly.
But he's been creepy.
He's there, like, right there. He's doing the look on the fucking title.
Yeah, he's on the TV, like, looking at us. Creepy-ass Bran Stark.
I really want someone to make the damn thing where it's the meme of, like, I think it's Shaq, who's doing the shake, shake, shake thing, and then it's a cat doing the shake, shake, shake thing, and then just have Bran just staring. I think you know the one I'm talking about.
I know the Shaq one. I'm not sure if I know the cat.
It's just them both shaking back and forth. He's like, yeah. Anyways, but yeah, like I just saw Game of Thrones this morning, the episode.
Oh, you finally saw it.
Yeah, I saw it this morning. I was like, I started watching a bit. I'm like, no, I'll be fine. I can pause this, and I was like, oh, it's over. Oh, I guess I didn't need to pause it.
Yeah, they were like, everybody just get to Winterfell.
Literally, it's just you're right. It's just like, hey, I see you. And I'm like, all right, they haven't seen each other. And then literally there's a bunch of them going like, hey, you're not dead.
I mean, I forgot that like half the... Well, we don't want to get too... Yeah, that's a little spoilery. Sorry. I imagine everybody that listens to this has seen Game of Thrones, but still, we want to be respectful of your guys's...
Sometimes.
Right.
But like, again, I looked for the brand thing and I was... that's exactly
yeah, what it's
I was
not like, a well, big, I kept on looking it for it. It is now. A spoiler, but it's not a big spoiler. Where like, people were sharing like, Snap and all these things, and same with like Inception, where people would talk about their totem or whatever, yeah. And you're like, God damn you, fuckers. Like, so hopefully you guys can go in free and clear without any.
I was guilty of that Inception too, because I didn't even think about the time. I was just excited, and I'm like, no. Intentionally or not,
you guys all went and saw the Midnight Show, and I look at Facebook and I'm like, huh, what's this? It's like, you motherfuckers. All right, so. We obviously didn't go see a movie this week, but we did watch a movie on Netflix, which was suggested to us by Hammer over here. Yep.
I wanted to watch Polar. It's the Mads Mikkelsen movie. I really like Mads Mikkelsen, and I wanted to give it a shot.
He's pretty cool. The movie is if John Wick and Smoking Aces had a baby.
Yes, thank you. I was trying to remember Smoking Aces. I couldn't remember, but I'm like...
Because there's these weird like camera cuts and some like... odd cartoony comedy things, but like it works in the world once you're like, okay, whatever, it's just, and especially once you realize at the end that it's based on a comic, like I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know it was based on Dark Horse either.
So once you realize it was based on a comic, you're like, okay, then I totally let all those weird things kind of go because you want to stay true to the source material. Matt Mikkelsen is a bounty hunter essentially, or a hitman. And the company he works for, at your 50th birthday, you can retire.
You're forced to retire.
And then they pay you basically your stock options.
Yep.
He is owed $8 million. And so the president of the company is like, hey, go kill this guy. And he has some of his hitmen go try and kill him. Mm-hmm. He's on vacation. Not on vacation. He's living his peaceful life in the woods. He kind of meets this girl who he befriends, who you could tell is like fucked in the head.
Oh, yeah.
Because anytime any sort of noise happens, she jumps. She's very skittish. He tries to teach her to shoot a gun at one point. She's just crying. Mm-hmm. Eventually, the hitmen find him. He Mad Mikkelsen's the fuck out of it.
Yes, he does. He's taken out by Dustin Hoffman.
Yeah. I was like...
It looked like him, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah. I was like, you look like Dustin Hoffman, but no, but I think you are.
Yep.
And then he gets betrayed by his friend, Dustin Hoffman, who is a little bit more than a cameo in this movie.
Yeah.
He starts getting tortured by the boss. The boss has kidnapped the girl. Mm-hmm. He gets tortured fucking horrendously.
Yeah, okay, so I'm glad it wasn't just me, because I was like, oh,
Jesus. No, I was like, dude, especially when he got him in the eye, I was like, oh, God.
No, it was taking those little snips and snipping the skin on each side, and I'm like, oh, my God, death by a thousand cuts, fuck that shit.
And then you get a John Wick hallway scene that just doesn't fucking end. It was like clown car level.
I know, and I'm like, yes.
Eventually he gets to the boss, kills the boss, rescues the girl. They keep showing him shooting this limo.
Yes.
Over and over
like
and over again.
Like he's having like flashbacks.
And so stuff. You know the girl is fucked up, but and I expected her to be some. I don't know why I didn't put the two together.
I didn't either.
But he had killed her entire family in the limo, and left her because she was a child. So she searched him down because he was putting money into an account for her. Mm-hmm. She had a chance to kill him, and he's like, "Do it."
You're right.
And she didn't, and then she's like, hey, can we find the man who ordered you to kill my dad? He's like, sure. And then the movie ends.
Yep.
So they're hopefully setting up a sequel.
Yeah.
I actually liked a Netflix movie.
I did too.
Like, I almost feel dirty. Like, I need to take a shower. Like I liked it. Huh. I wasn't. And even as I was going to the radio, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to give this a thumbs up.
Yep. That's exactly what the end is like. Oh,
and,
I liked it.
And not like, okay, I liked it. Like,
fuck. The last one we watched?
No, the Will Smith one. What was
it? Oh, fuck. The Bright.
Yes. I gave it a thumbs up because I was like, eh, all right.
It was a good attempt, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't horrible, yeah. But it wasn't great. But I was like, eh, it's good. Like, this was good. I enjoyed it. The characters were fun. My question is, so these hitmen that the boss hires to kill Mads Mikkelsen, at some point they know they're going to be killed. Yeah. So, like...
It's the idea of, like, it makes me think of Looper in a bit.
Are they just trying to maybe get in his... Because, like, the Asian girl's trying to get in his good graces, yeah. Where, like, she's like, I love you, and he's like, yep, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, like, exactly. I was like,
she's just pussy to him.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's creepy as...
He really is.
Yeah. But, like, I was wondering why they would do it, but then, whatever.
Money.
I
mean,
yeah.
And I guess you could live. They're like, it won't be me, but...
Yeah, I'm sure they all feel that way. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, even Mads Mikkelsen was like, it won't be me. And it wasn't.
No. Nope.
He got fucked up, but man. I liked this movie.
Yeah, I did too. I wasn't sure about it in the beginning because it seemed like, it does seem like a mishmash. And this kind of like concept is obviously not foreign to us. You have it with Punisher, you have it with Kill Bill, you have it with John Wick. You have it with, honestly, even with The Losers, you have it with A-Team. Like, it's a lot of the same idea. Yeah, it's a very similar concept, but it's a tried and true formula that it makes you root for the person, and it's a lot of fun, usually. And when I watched the beginning, it reminded me a lot of Losers, which was also a comic-based one, which I really love Losers, but it had that weird comic one. Yeah. And I wasn't sure about the beginning, but as it went along, I enjoyed it more and more, and I thought about the end of when I was given a thumbs up, is that I like at the end of the movie is I love Mads Mikkelsen is what I was saying. The movie was fun, but it was honestly a lot of it I would say was due to him because he sold the character and he made the character made me want to enjoy him. Like, he's the gruff dude, I'm like, I fucking love him.
The poor dog.
I thought that was kind of a nod to John Wick almost in a way, in a really fucked up way. Because, like, it was like, aww.
Poor Rusty.
And then, I know, and then he got a goldfish, and I was like, though I did enjoy seeing him at the school. That cracked me the fuck up. I'm like,
what the fuck?
He's like, this is
how that's where I was when I saw you last night, and I was like, I'm 40 minutes into this movie, like, what the fuck? That's where I was right after the school scene of, like, what the fuck?
And as the girl who knows who he is takes him to a school, I'm like, what are you doing? And the teacher's just back going like, all right, he's showing him pictures of dead bodies 3 days in the sun. It's cool. It's cool. Yeah, it just goes.
He's like stabbing a kid. And he's like, see?
And like, what is this good for? It's great for skinning, but terrible for stabbing. That's it. Yeah. I'm like, dude, at that point, like that in the hallway scene, I'm like, all right, you got me. Cool.
Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it.
I'm curious to see if they're going to pursue it further, but yeah. I don't know how Netflix deems success.
Yeah, that's true.
But I had fun.
I did have fun. I mean, I imagine based upon downloads and ratings would be how they determine if they're going to pursue it or not. But it was fun.
Yeah.
And even if they don't, like, it's almost a contained story.
Yeah.
They leave it open at the end. To where you kind of get two hitmen, essentially.
Yeah, and I guess it's almost a way of, I can't remember as much of Leon the Professional.
He dies at the end.
Yeah, so I mean, like, it's kind of that
a little
idea.
Bit, yeah.
It's like aping on the idea.
I'm glad you brought up the Professional.
Yeah.
Two, I'm glad you brought up the correct title of Leon the Professional.
Yeah, is why do people just call it the Professional?
Yes.
But isn't the full title?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I haven't seen him forever, but I remember that I forgot he died, though. It's been a long time since I've seen that.
Yeah, no,
but yeah.
It's the second time that Gary Oldman tells, you know, orders for all of the cops to go after somebody.
So the other time in Fifth Element?
Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, Gary Oldman.
I love Gary.
Dude, that guy has a million fucking faces, I swear to God. If he was an assassin, we would never see him coming. But we would want to see more of him.
I love that dude.
Yep.
Yeah, so we, oddly enough, both recommend watching... what did we watch?
Polar. Yeah, congratulations.
I am...
Surprised and happy.
That, and I'm so fucking tired.
Yep. It's all good.
Yeah, so if you have anything you want us to watch on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, HBO Go, let us know at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Spragans the Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taru Skippy.
I'm at Crank Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and on iTunes. This week, you have a suggestion
for us. This week, I have a suggestion for us. And we actually, we tag-teamed this one. This is on Amazon Prime, right?
Yes.
Amazon Prime. We missed it in the theater. We're going to watch Logan Lucky.
Yep. I really wanted to see this one, actually.
Yes. So I'm excited to see what happens here. Adam Driver. One of the Hemsworths, I think? No. Channing.
Channing Tatum, yeah. And then God. God? Who's Bond? Shit.
I know it, but I'm so fucking tired. David Craig.
Damn. I don't know it.
Like it takes... It, my brain is so slow right now. Like...
Speaking of things that are not slow, nerd news.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Like, I called 911 on the way home because some dude was, like, swerving back and forth.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
That shit's terrifying.
Dude, I stood back, and they were like, hey, can you get a license plate number? I'm like, I mean, I probably can, but I don't want to get too close. They're like, nope, don't worry about it. Like, this is the exits we're going past, and no cop ever showed up. Like, there was nobody ever behind me that was catching up, and he got off the freeway, and I was like, all right, well, you're probably going to kill somebody.
That's the same thing, like, when I saw that guy, the wrong way driver on the freeway on East, I was like, because it was, like, 12 or 1 o'clock, it's fucking terrifying. Like, part of it is, like, he's going slow, but I'm like, that's just wrong.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, yes. So we're going to get to this week's nerd news. Not much that we remember. Some things may have happened. We did get a new trailer for the new Child's Play. We finally got to kind of hear Chucky, done by Mark Hamill this time around.
So it's a child version of the T-1000 or like Skynet? Because it's basically playing aping on that event, right?
I mean...
Like, I see where they're going with it.
It's always just... So the first Child's Play was a... murderer had done some sort of demonic thing to where he put his soul into a toy.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't know how, you know, I don't know how Chucky is born in this, or mm-hmm. Buddy or whatever, but he now has the ability to operate anything electronic.
Yes.
Which is basically everything in the world.
Yep.
All right.
Do you have more love for Child's Play than I do, though? I'm not entirely sold on it.
Really. I'm not not at all. Like, if it was an Amazon Prime original thing, or an HBO original thing, or Netflix, I'd be like, yeah, cool. But I can't... unless the reviews are super solid on it.
Yeah.
Like, when we saw the trailer for It, I was like, dude. And even the trailer for Pet Sematary, I was like, I want to see this, even though I've heard it's okay.
Yeah, and I mean, I had no love for Pet Sematary, but right. I do remember seeing the trailer for It. I'm like, fuck.
Right, and I mean, even the trailer for the Poltergeist remake was like, dude. And then it was like,
oh, dude. I forgot that movie existed. You try.
I do all the time because the Poltergeist is so good.
It's really good. It still fucks with me pretty good.
I'm not really into this, and I love horror movies. Like,
yeah.
I will see it when it comes out onto a streaming service.
Yeah.
But nothing is... maybe go, I need to see this in the theater.
Well, that's the thing that I think is kind of sad, because I feel like horror movies are genuinely, they should be, like, group experiences. That's what I feel like horror movies, for me, are the most fun. Because, like, I'm going to jump no matter what, but jumping with a bunch of people is more fun to me. Okay, people, you chuckling and laughing at me, sitting on the side going, really?
But, what did we watch where you just jumped? Like,
oh, we were in the theaters.
I know, what did we just watch? Shazam.
Yeah. There was a thing where someone just, like, crawled out. I'm like, motherfucker. And you're like, dude.
Yeah, I'll see this when it comes onto streaming, but unless the reviews are astronomically positive,
yeah.
I don't foresee myself paying for it. Although I do have, like, free movie passes from TK for Christmas, so, like, I can go to Alamo Drafthouse and just...
Oh, Alamo Drafthouse.
I got a bunch of tickets, man. We can do that.
Dude, I love that place. It's good.
We can totally do that. All right. So, trailer for Child's Play.
Meh. Not selling me.
But we did get some news that finally, officially, Sony has confirmed that they are working on a PS5. It is not coming out in 2019. They've been working on it for the last 5 years, which seems like a long time.
So that means they started it before?
They started it basically as soon as the PS4 launched.
Which I guess makes sense if you think about it. Because you're finishing up and you're moving on to the next one.
It's hard to say what starting on it is. They might just have 4,000 ideas and throw everything out the window and see what sticks and what doesn't stick. What has sticked is an SSD.
Which is something a lot of people brought up, because it's the slowest part honestly, in any computer, the slowest part is your hard drive.
So what an SSD is a solid state.
Yep.
And the way that it nearly eliminates load times to basically the fastest that it possibly can, in theory. They showed it off using a PS4 Pro, using Spider-Man, and it took 15 or 18 seconds to fast travel on the PS4 Pro, on the prototype of the PS5 or the
Dev kit.
There we go. Told you I'm super tired.
It's all good.
It took 0.8 seconds.
Yeah.
Which.
Can you imagine?
Holy shit.
Can you, again.
I would go back to The Witcher in a heartbeat. I would go back to so many games that, like. Because what does it take? 3 minutes almost for Red Dead to load?
Oh, dude. How about this? Even if it doesn't take three, it probably takes 30 seconds. 30 to 45 seconds.
Way more than 30 seconds.
But I'm like, I haven't clocked it, but I guarantee, because you know how it feels versus the actual time.
Right.
But I'm like, I mean, it might not be up 3 minutes,
but it's probably at least a minute.
But like, if you can track that down.
Yeah.
That was like one of the things that we wanted is like, I love the idea for like, and this is the thing that I haven't played my damn Xbox in a long time, but the suspend function is fantastic. Like, I can do that anywhere, I'm good. And I'm like, I'm really happy. I love the idea of being able to pop in and out of stuff and be able to suspend, move on to another thing. Multitask is great, but if you can get rid of load times, I'm like, you're getting there.
Yeah.
Now you're cooking with gas. I'm like, I like that.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'm told. That's one of the few things that I want. And they also talked about, and this is more of a me and hetero life mate thing and not for you cheap motherfuckers.
The audio.
Yep, portion. The audio of like, hey, we haven't really pushed the audio forward. And there are a few games on the Xbox that
support it.
That output Atmos.
Yeah.
It's not real Atmos, but it does use your overheads, which is what Atmos does. And the PS4 only does DTS.
Yeah, and I think that.
Which, I mean, whatever.
I mean, like,
but it would be awesome for games like Battlefront.
Yeah.
Or Division, or these.
God of War, like, hearing, like, stuff coming all around you. Like,
maybe. I mean, you do hear it in God of War. You hear the stuff coming around you. But, like, I think the war games of, like, hearing.
I still really want to
play. Rubble come down over your head and stuff.
I still want to play Call of Duty World War II, because I remember they were talking about it as, like, when you're shooting, you can hear, like, wood splintering and stuff.
I do want to play. But I haven't seen it down to... Once it gets down to like $20, I'll probably pick it up, and I haven't seen it down to $20 yet, even though it's a year and a half old.
Yeah. Well, it's Call of Duty. Fuck you.
Call of Duty.
But I know Xbox One X does put out on that right now, and that's the kind of fun thing. It's the interesting thing is seeing what the two systems do, and it's just that...
Well, the S does Atmos, too.
Does it? But I thought you were saying it only does... Like, I thought the Xbox One X actually does it better, or actually gives it a better...
I mean, it probably does it better, but it's not true Atmos, because none of the... As far as I know, none of the studios are actually developing mixing in Atmos, because...
Which is probably true.
Right.
Especially you're figuring you're mixing for the max audience, because if you're...
Yeah,
if you're
and your max is going to be 5.1. Like, very few people have 7.42. Like,
that's a lot. It's a lot of money, a lot of investment.
It is. But, like, you've been in my room, and you're like... Yeah,
no, it's 100%. I love it. I really do. I don't know. Like, I know they talked a lot about hardware, and then everyone starts speculating on price, and I have to ask you...
Can't be above $499.
I think it can. I don't think it should be.
What happened last time?
I don't think it should be.
We're like, get a second job. Fuck you. And then Xbox was like... Hey guys, come on over. Even though technically our system is more expensive if you buy everything that their system has, like you'd have to buy the battery pack and the Wi-Fi adapter and all that stuff and the HD DVD.
Oh, that.
But the all of that made it more expensive than PS3, but...
The entry price is cheaper.
Right.
No, I'm like, I don't think it should be, but
it'll be $4.99. I don't think...
I can see it being $5.99. I don't think it'll be any more than that, but I can definitely see it being $5.99, or they do the thing where I don't want them to do, but they do split SKUs.
They might do a Pro.
Yeah.
Which, they're like, oh, it'll do 8K resolution. Shut up.
Yeah. No one
cares. Nobody's going to have... Shut up. Nobody cares about that. It is going to be fully backwards compatible with PS4 games, which is important. Super important.
Because it means for you, you can trade your stuff and move up.
Yes.
And that's, to me, that's the important part.
I mean, there are times where I want to play my PS3 and I'm like, oh, I got to get it out. And then I have to update. And how long is that update going to take?
God knows.
Just to play...
That's the reason I haven't tried to upload my Borderlands characters.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to. You can just...
I know, but I kind of want to still, because I'm like, why the fuck not?
I mean,
but,
yeah.
But that's the thing, for like someone like you, who has a PS4, but went up to a PS4 Pro, mm-hmm. and who does want this one, although it will be more expensive, it gives you that idea of like, well, you can trade in and trade up.
But like, if Horizon 2... is PS5 only, like they don't release a PS4 SKU.
I don't know. I'm still thinking they're going to do kind of what Xbox One is doing. I think they're adopting their model where you have the Xbox One and you have the Xbox One X. And the idea is that they work for both. It's just, it's going to look and feel better.
Well, yeah, but like eventually you're going to get to a point where you have PS5 games.
Yeah, no.
That won't play on your PS4. Correct. And what if Horizon 2 is a PS5-only game? Like, that is a system seller.
It's a possibility, yeah, because that game is fucking amazing.
What if it's a launch title?
I part of me doesn't want it because there's such a bad history of launch titles when you think about it. Like, I want it... Like, launch titles that are good are very few and far between.
Yes.
They're good at the time, or they're okay. So it's like, almost I'd rather...
You're like, this is what I had to play, so I loved it. And you go back and play it, you're like, oh my god.
You're like, man, I was in Stockholm Syndrome. Bam.
Yeah.
But I mean, so I'm like, I would rather be launch window, but...
I mean, I don't really...
I just want the game, so...
Yeah, I mean, I don't really care, but knowing that I can buy a PS5...
Yeah.
...and just buy a bunch of PS4 games still, and still play all my old games, and then when they actually have PS5 games, is a nice selling point. I know that, like, I'm not a big proponent of backwards compatibility.
Yeah.
Like, for me, I'm like, whatever, I have the old systems. If I really want to go back to them, I can, but, like... It is a selling point, and I realize that a lot of people really love having that backwards compatibility.
I mean, it's kind of
They didn't say 1, 2, or 3. They said it's fully compatible with 4.
Yes, which makes sense because 4 is when they did the Maycopa, essentially.
Yeah.
That's when they switched back over to like a more standard, honestly, a PC way, the way that Xbox has been developing.
Yep.
Which is a much fucking smarter way. But PS3 was a cell processor, which is why... It's such a pain in the ass to adopt things, is you literally have to rebuild the game from the ground up almost. So I'm like, yeah, I don't think so, but I figured that's what they have the leverage PS Now for.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what they're doing. I'm actually kind of excited to see that you have three big companies, and then you have Google come up doing their own damn thing, but you have three big companies that are all kind of doing similar but different goals.
Yeah.
Like, Switch is going on. They're going to have their split SKUs. I know they're going to have probably a cheaper and lighter one for the Switch, but they're also going to have more of a Pro version eventually, which I'm like, it makes sense. I'm like, hey, you need to, like, continue to evolve.
Well, especially once the Xbox and Next... I love calling it that. Even though
the Next Box.
Yeah. And the PS5 come out, like, you can't stack a Switch next to the systems that are out now, but, like, the newer systems are just going to... Demolish it. And what that's going to do is you're going to get Nintendo-made games, and that's about it, because the third parties are going to be like, work we'd have to do to bring it down to that level?
They have to basically kind of find some parity.
Yes.
So I'm really curious to see it, but I'm like also looking at Xbox when they're doing their stuff with the cloud stuff. I'm like, I really do like the theories and stuff they're putting out there.
I wish that the internet didn't have as much power as it did, because I love... I realize that I think we're in the super minority of, like, when they announced the Xbox One, of, like, yeah, it's always connected. Here's all these things. And we were like, ooh. And everybody's like, no.
But
and they changed everything. And we're like...
It could have had so much. Now they can do that, and it actually would be able to be okay.
I mean, it could have been a completely different system, and you could have had... Really could have had three separate systems doing their own thing.
Yep.
And the internet was like, no, we don't want this. We don't want this. We don't want this. We don't want this. And they're like... All right, I guess
it's that problem of vocal minorities. I guess we'll just give
you the same thing that you want,
and then they didn't want it.
Right,
they didn't buy it.
Right, right. So like, they should have stuck to their guns because not enough people. I mean, it's sold okay.
Oh, but well, it's funny because I think someone pointed out that it's actually sold Xbox One S or Xbox Ones have sold more systems than Xbox 360s.
No. No, 360.
Or at least at this time in the life cycle, which is probably more similar. Because I like obviously cumulative would be hard as hell to hit, but I think like in this time in its life cycle, it's actually doing better than its previous stuff. And I was like, huh. Because you look at it and you're like, I mean, like a lot of people talk, is like, I think they're holding their guns until their next system, which is honestly not a bad thing. You take your licks, you're learning, you go from there.
No, we'll probably know more at E3, and that's why I think Sony did this official interview of like, we're not going to be at E3. E3's in 2 months. We need to make sure that people
remember us.
Think of us. Yeah. And then so now you've put Microsoft into the reactionary position of like, okay, we have to make sure that we have these things as well.
Yep.
Which, I mean, they're a hardware company. So like, they've got that, or is it software? They're a software company.
Is Sony or?
Microsoft.
I mean, they're a hardware and software company.
Yeah, but, like, the Xbox is kind of an afterthought where, like, they grew up in PC. Yeah. They made PCs. And so they're going to have a lot of the things that Sony has already. So now they're going to be like, but we have this. And they can come up with their stuff of, like, hey, we've got this. They didn't say anything about this. And either Sony can be like, oh, no, we got that too. Or be like, just wait. There's more.
Yeah, because it's always a, what is it? It's a neck and neck race. They keep on moving back and forth. But I like competition. And I'm really happy with my system, but I'm always curious to see what they'll do next. Load times and a seamless experience is probably the closest thing I can think of what I want from the next systems.
Yeah, I mean, the fact of no load times. Like, if I can get no load times and better audio output.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty much in. Yep. I mean, I'm good. I'm pretty much in for the next systems anyway, even though, like, my Xbox One is just kind of
gathering dust, quite literally. I mean, mine.
Sitting there lonely, all like, please love me. And I'm like, but why?
I haven't turned mine on so long. I haven't turned mine on since we came into our new house, at least. But it's been so long that when I click the games from Xbox Live thing to get them and claim them, it says I don't have a device registered because it hasn't been online long enough.
Wow!
So that's the fun thing, is I can't automatically install stuff because it needs, I'm like, wow, yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, the future is in 2 years.
Oh, man. It's interesting and it's fun, and I hope you're wrong about $5.99. I don't think they
can. I want to be wrong. Believe me, I desperately want them. I want them to have learned their lessons.
I really do think they did.
Because they didn't breach it, like, even with the Xbox One X, they didn't go to $599. It's now $400. It's still a really expensive system, and it's something that I'm like, I can tell you I don't have a benefit for. But if you give me games for it, then.
Yeah, I looked at it, I was like, man, it does all these things. You know what it doesn't do? Play games. It's a gaming system, though. I'm like,
There's not exclusives on there.
You haven't given me shit.
The only thing I can tell you is they gave me a controller that I still to this day prefer.
That Pearl Light thing?
Well, no.
Or the Elite?
No, I mean, I have not held the Elite, but I like the feeling of the Xbox controller over the PS4.
Depends on what I'm playing.
Shooters is most.
Shooters and racing games, I really like the triggers and everything on the Xbox controller. Like Assassin's Creed and stuff, it didn't feel right on the Xbox.
I think I mostly played shooters. That might be why. But I really love their controller. And yeah, when I saw that white one, I was like, oh, god damn it. You guys understand. Like, they have their own design studio.
Yeah, you can do anything you want for a controller.
And I'm like, fuck, you guys really know. Like, they do know their audience a bit. Like, I'm like, they have to.
I really do wish I played my Xbox more because I would buy a custom controller.
I really wanted that white one. And I, like, if I cared about gaming as much, looking at those, like, Elite controllers, they are sexy.
Yeah.
But I have no use for it, so.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to get to this week's pod question, which was brought to you by me. And I wanted to know, who do you think is going to sit on the throne? TK came up with an answer of nobody because George hates us all and he's going to burn it to the ground.
You know, and that's an interesting thought because it's not out of...
It's close to my thought, actually.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, if you're keeping with the question, I was just going to say Sansa because I think she's the one person who's going to sit out and not get killed as easily. But that would be an easy choice. I like your guys' choices of, like, there being nobody.
I mean, I don't think there's an easy choice. Everybody's...
A lot of people are going to die.
I actually think that Bran is the Night King.
Yeah.
And
he's pulling triggers.
Well, he was like... He can, you know, because he can time travel and all this shit. And I'm sure he sees that every family is just a bunch of crappy bullshit people. And he's like, fuck it, I'm going to burn this shit to the ground. And a random peasant is going to be the heir, essentially, of like, let's do this right, King Arthur.
Yeah.
That's what I think. I mean, who knows?
It could be fun.
We got 5 episodes until we find out.
I know. 5 movies.
Yeah.
They're practically movies.
I mean, a little bit, but we'll know before PCC, essentially.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Fuck, we're going to be finishing Game of Thrones and Marvel before PCC.
Well, I mean, yeah.
It's a big ending.
Yeah, I mean, April's a big month, man.
Yep.
Days Gone comes out next week. The embargo's Thursday, which scares me. Because the game comes out Friday.
Last of Us,
God of War, Horizon, like, their embargo was up a month before the game came out. They were like, oh, talk about this game. And so I think it's going to be in the 8s, which is fine.
Yeah. But you really want a 9.
Probably.
You wanted to see another studio step up besides Santa Monica, besides Guerrilla.
I mean, this is the first great Guerrilla game, though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, that, like, Guerrilla got to step up with Horizon. You've had Santa Monica for a while with God of War. And for me,
it seemed like people didn't love God of War as much as I did.
I never played
Kratos. Kratos wasn't a character, and I was like, you guys are fucking crazy. You weren't paying attention to Kratos.
I mean, Kratos was an okay character, but the gameplay is what sold it. Those games are fun to play.
Yes. I want somebody to challenge Naughty Dog.
Yeah.
And not, like, I don't think anybody can knock Naughty Dog off their, like, we make great.
Mm-hmm.
But Insomniac did Spider-Man, and that was amazing. Like,
yeah.
The exclusives for PS4 have been fucking incredible.
I really want Ben to be able to have a good game behind, like, on them.
I want them to stay around.
Yeah, I do too. I want them to stay around, but I like them having other properties besides their main and adding on to it can only serve us better.
Well, if this works, it means, you know, they'll be able to make more games.
Yep,
exactly. If it doesn't work,
that's kind of
this might be the last Ben game.
They may bend the knee. You're welcome, buddy.
All right, so it's your turn for a pod question.
I'm still sticking on Game of Thrones. Sorry, buddy. I don't think we've actually done this one before, but of, like,
probably
who's your... What's your house? If you were in there, not what you want to be, what would your house be?
And we're not talking about Harry Potter. Okay, because Harry Potter houses.
No. Game of Thrones house.
Game of Thrones.
What would be your family sigil? Not who you want to be. This is who you genuinely think you would be. Because I saw everyone, like, it's like when I was saying, like, yeah, I would be one of the, I would be like part of Dorne. And I was like, you're not part of Dorne. And I'm like, you're right.
Dorne.
Dorne was the sand, right? Sand snakes?
Yes, okay. Was the three ladies in Oberon.
Yeah.
Got it, right,
yeah. Pretty sure it was Dorne. Or maybe yeah, the house. Well, maybe the house wasn't Dorne, but...
I mean, taking a year and a half off...
Yeah.
A lot of the stuff is like, okay, I don't remember a lot of this stuff.
I need to watch some more catch-ups.
Yeah, I told Sarah, like, when it's over, I think I'm going to mainline through it, so I catch a lot of the things.
Yeah.
And then also, now that I know the characters, it's like the first time when you watch Lord of the Rings, Star Wars isn't as bad because there's like 4 characters.
Yeah.
They add stuff, but there's like 4 characters you need to know, where these big, massive fantasy things are like, here's 400 names. Learn them, bitch. Yeah. And you're like, okay.
I actually, when I was watching
this episode... And then you have House Stark and House... Kerstark?
Kerstark. Like, which, like, just what? That's the first time I've heard them mention them, honestly.
But I was like, what? You can come up with any other name.
Well, that's the idea, is that they were fighting. So it's like almost like, hey, we're A Starks, you're B Starks. That's literally what it is. Yeah. I actually was watching, it this morning thinking, like, fuck, I kind of want to watch through it again. Because especially to your point, what you know and everything like that. But yes, I want to know, who is your house Or who? Which house or which family would you be in, not who you want to be in?
Okay.
Because I think that'll make it more
honest with yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
keep it honest, buddies.
I already know where I'm going, and I don't think it's going to surprise anybody. all right, so you can send your answers at BattenHammer@gmail.com, BattenHammer on Twitter, Sprinkles a Geek on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taro Skippy.
I'm at Crown Kalis. I retweet things. you can like us, love us, and share us every Monday morning on SoundCloud, on iTunes, and on Stitcher. Please make sure to like us, love us, share us, even put a little comment there. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it'll probably get lost in the spam, but
possibly.
Whatever.
I mean, we'll look and say Viagra, 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 and we're like, and you're like, hey, and I'm like, hey,
hey,
hey.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you'll listen to episode 306 of Sprinkles and Geek. So for Sprinkles and Geek Combat,
I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
Girl seen the movie?
Are they even trying anymore? Gay girls just want to have fun. Sexy bad girl Evan, blonde bombshell Bridget, and party girl Ryan navigate life, romance, and they're passionate. Oh, I'm sorry. And they're passionate and too many ands, motherfuckers, and intertwining love lives.
There's a trailer. I'm Babes of Blades.
I wonder what it's about, though, because, you know, there's babes and there's blades, even on the title, but I'm like, I just don't know. I could watch Waiting, too.
You see that up here somewhere?
Yeah, down 3 over 3.
Wow, the fact that you know that that's...
I know the dude,
the
and I
cover.
Know that, yeah.
Wow, it has 3 stars?
That's probably...
That's 3 stars too many. My brain is fried, so, like, I can't. This is gonna be such a...
Show.
An interesting episode.